Let's review the World Health Organization functional classification of pulmonary hypertension and survival rates for patients with PAH. Shown here are the WHO functional classification of pulmonary hypertension. So class one is no limitation of physical activity. Usually patients are able to do ordinary physical activity and this does not cause any dyspnea. In terms of class two, patients may have slight limitation of physical activity. They may be comfortable at rest. And ordinary physical activity does cause some dyspnea or fatigue. In terms of class three and class four, this is where patients start to have marked limitation of their physical activity. They're comfortable at rest initially in class three, but less than ordinary activity causes dyspnea and fatigue. And in class four, they're unable to carry out any physical activity without symptoms. So now that you have a clear understanding of the importance of early detection and the major barriers to achieving this goal, Dr. Hill will now take a moment to review the current treatment options for pulmonary arterial hypertension.